Well, I'm a CW fanatic, and QRP at that. I have all the Ellicraft QRP radios. I do Parks on the Air when I can. But the North American QRP Century Club, it's quite the acronym, but they've got a challenge that they give you about 86, 87 words, and you need to contact other people on CW, and you can use their call sign twice for the various letters out of those 87 words, and or letters, and I enjoy doing that, but it takes making out a template of what the words are going to be, and you know, so you don't use the same call sign four times instead of twice, and you know, you make sure you get all the letters covered. And that starts the first of every month, and I was lucky. I finished like in the first week of April and had nothing to do on QRP for 3 weeks, but it takes a little bit of time, but just like now, you know, I turn on the radio and listen and do a little bit of this, do a little bit of chatting, so it's all good. And my J-pole is up about, I got a high fence, wood fence, and my J-pole is up probably 6 feet higher than that, and that's all I'm using for an antenna. Back to you, KE8ZOS from W1BLU.
KE8ZOS for W1BLU. Well, that's very good. I've actually wanted to build a J-pole for UHF. I've got it at home. I've got a vertically mounted Ringo Ranger. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. That one, I believe, is an oldie but a goodie. I got that one from my dad, and it works really good on VHF, but not so good on UHF. There's not a lot of UHF options near my area. There's one repeater, I think, that does UHF. But I thought it'd be a fun project to build a J-pole. It looks pretty straightforward enough, and homebrew is something that I'd like to have more time to do. But that's really cool you're into CW. I'm what you'd call a CW wannabe. I've gotten up in there, I've studied it, and I haven't practiced much lately, but I've gotten as good as somewhere between 7 to 10 words per minute. I need to practice more. I do hunt Parks on the Air on CW still, but as you know, there's not a lot of pressure for Parks on the Air because the exchange is pretty short and pretty straightforward. But I do have a lot of fun getting on a straight key. I've got my straight key Century Club number and stuff like that, and it's certainly something that I want to improve. I want to improve my copy and my send skills, and I just need to buckle down and keep doing it. Back to you.
Yeah, 21499. That's my, I call it Sky, SKCC number, 21499. And I try to make the two-hour sprints and, of course, the weekend sprint on that SKCCgroup.com. But off time, especially since I just moved here in January, I'm busier than a beagle in a barn full of bunnies, and I lose track of not only the time, but the dates. And I hate to miss those, but while we're talking, I'm going to look up and see which one is next. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I started out, you know, in the old days with a Radio Shack tape at 5 words per minute. I find 5 words per minute harder to decode than like 10 or 15. I guess it's just what you get used to. I'm pretty accurate up to about 25 now. But, you know, anything over that on POTA, I mean, you know, what's the sense in being able to do 100 words per minute if nobody can understand you? Back to you.
W.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that 10-15 words per minute for short QSOs is probably more than enough for most people. But most of my practice, I practice 20, 25, or even 30 word per minute character speech to try to help with the instant character recognition. I try to learn it in the true sense of learning the sounds rather than looking at dots and dashes. I started out doing it that way, and I realized that was very that was a very unwise way of doing it. But other than that, I had a really good time talking to you. On your last transmission, you were starting to fade for me a little bit. And if we're still in good connection, maybe one more go-around. But then other than that, if I can't hear you, 73 is from KE8ZOS.
Well, I got stupid, Joe, and I put the power on medium instead of high as it was, so that's probably why you had a difficult or more difficult time. The next weekend sprint, when you should find some time to sit down and get on the straight key, and I have plenty of those, is May 9th, Saturday, May 9th. So maybe I'll tie up with you then. And yeah, it's been great chatting with you. I'll try to keep this channel monitored more often while I'm here at my desk. And 73 to you, I enjoyed the conversation. And let's meet again on line CW. Back to you from W1BLU.